Hello.
Oh, hi, Carl. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and
yep.
I didn't know if
there's... I told you this, yes. Last time you called me, and I said we canceled it. And you said you'd get a hold of them and talk to them about it.
Let me see here. That wasn't me, but I do see notes on here. Let's see. That was from 10/31. I canceled my account. Can you take it down? So how did you cancel?
I haven't been receiving anything. I haven't been doing anything. And someone called me up, and I told them to turn it off.
Okay. Do you remember when that was?
That was when I last did I did that last payment. It was like 700 something because I paid it clear up.
Let me see here. So you pay us $249 month to month. There wasn't a $700 charge through us. So the last you paid was September 27th, and the payment I'm calling about is the one that was due October 27th.
I don't get that. I've already canceled it. I paid you guys up. I know I did because I made sure I didn't owe you guys anything.
I'm just looking at the notes because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 27th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel.
I did see that.
A cancellation
that
text that came in,
clear.
But that was on the 28th. That was after the payment was already
that
due.
That was 3 months after, that was like 2 months after I've already canceled it. So I don't know why you guys are still doing it.
There's no notes on the account whatsoever from prior to 10/28
like
that
you
canceled. Yeah. Well, the good news is you're only past due for $249 because on November 27th, it will be past due for $498.
You're not getting this sent from me.
That will continue
to took too much already.
Until this settles. So,
look, I've canceled it way before that. You guys ain't getting a cent from me, all right?
That's fine,
but
that will affect
my
your credit. It will affect your credit. It doesn't affect me, but it will affect your credit because you signed
that's
on
fine.
An automatic
renewal. I can
change
my bank account or anything like that.
Yeah,
I've
but
already
I want
the bank to not accept anything from you guys, so that's why you guys ain't able to do it.
Yeah, but a bank and a credit score are two different things. But I want to let you know, Carl, you do have an option, and I don't think you're going to want to, you know, entertain
nope.
any options, but I do want to give you an option just so that you don't have an ongoing issue with this, because that's the last thing I want to see, especially if you're not happy, right? So your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if your intention is just to cancel, you don't need that extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So I could take those off, and that would lower your past due amount to $149 monthly. Now, once the account is in a paid status, I can cancel it at no problem. So that might be an option for you. Another option would be to cancel the program and just keep your website, and that's just $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. So sometimes people do that also just so they can get in a paid status because, again, once it's paid, I can go back and cancel it for you.
Go ahead and cancel. I've already told you guys to cancel it a couple months
okay.
ago.
Okay. And I've already told you that we can't cancel with a past due amount. But
sounds like
yeah, it's completely, you know,
like
up
problem.
To you. Yeah.
I canceled it before you guys actually charged me anything, and I didn't know a cent on it when I told you to. And
well, that's why I asked you when you canceled, because all of our calls are recorded for quality assurance, our incoming calls. I could go back and pull the phone number and find that call.
Mm-hmm.
But when you said you paid off $700, there's no balance with us $700. So I think that what happened is that you got us confused with another company. Because we don't have a $700 payment that we processed for you now or any time in the past. So, yeah, that's why, you know,
yeah,
it's my concern.
Yeah, that's a bunch of nonsense.
Well, you just said it, Carl, when I called you. I didn't know anything about you canceling with a company and settling a $700 payment. You told me that. But it wasn't
I
us.
Did.
Yeah, that's what I'm
that's
saying. It wasn't us. We didn't process a $700 payment for you.
It sure went through on my end.
You might want to go check and see who you paid then, because it wasn't us.
Well, I talked to him, some other people before that, or right after I did that, because they were charging me. I was like, why are you guys charging me for this? I didn't ask for it. And they said, oh, yeah, it shows you guys did a payment right here for $700-something. So I'm kind of thinking...
Do you think it was Angie Leads or Home Advisor or Yelp or like a different service, like a directory or something? Or
Angie Leads?
Oh, yeah, Angie Leads. That's not us. That's a different company. Angie Leads, they're a pay-per-lead service, and what they do is they charge you every time they send you a
okay.
lead.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no wonder, no wonder. Okay, yeah, because I was trying to tell you there's nothing on here showing that you canceled. So what we do is we promote your business to show on the first page of Google, and we do that
yeah.
at a flat rate month to month. So it doesn't matter if you get
mm-hmm.
5 jobs or 50 jobs, you still pay the
that
same
makes
flat
sense.
Rate. Yeah, you're never
well,
going to get an unexpected
it
700. It was, yeah, I figured. So...
Sorry about that.
That's
but,
okay.
Could you take that down?
Yeah, you don't want to be on the Google platform anymore either?
No, I'd rather not.
Okay. So we're in the same situation, Carl, where I can't cancel with a past
yeah.
due balance. But if you want to do one of those lower subscriptions and just settle
yeah.
that, then I can cancel right after, if that's
Let's
what
do
you
that.
Like. Okay, so let's do that. That way you're good to go. So if I take the Facebook ads off, it will be $149. Actually, I can do that at the corporate pricing for you of $129. And then let me fix that billing here. And then go ahead with the new card number whenever you're ready.
Oh, just a second. I don't have that money right now, so when could I get?
So I can put in the new payment method and process it in a week or so if you like. When do you think you'd have it?
I'm honestly not sure.
You're not sure? Okay, what about doing the 29 for the website hosting? Would that be easier?
I'm not sure that I can do that.
Okay. So, naturally, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from 249 to 29, but I'll get an override on that, and I will get that reduced for you just to kind of help you out a little bit. And then, if you like, I can put in the card number and then process it maybe on Friday. Would that give you enough time?
It would help out, yeah.
Okay, so let me just see. Friday is November 4th, and then the hosting would be $29, and then I got to override that because it's a past due. Okay, and then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
All right. Let's see. Which one are you using this new one? It's 4023.
Okay.
4803.
Okay.
5057.
Mm-hmm.
1328.
Okay, expiration?
03/23.
Okay, and the code on the back?
475.
Okay. So I'll set this up for Friday, which is November 4th. If anything changes, you can call me. But if not, we'll get this squared away for you on Friday. And then once the payment goes through, I'll process the cancellation. So you'll get an email that the account's been canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good week.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.